Welcome to the world of the art on the Volendam. Now don't worry, this isn't going to be one of those dull museum tours that requires, well, a couple of hours of your close attention. You don't even have to whisper. But it will give you a starting point to help you appreciate some of the art treasures aboard. I'm Paul Lasley.
And I'm Elizabeth Harriman. We're going to take you around the Volendam today and show you some of the art commissioned exclusively for the Volendam by Holland America Line.
Now, we're beginning our tour here in the Explorations Café, so get comfy in one of those chairs and we'll spend a few minutes explaining about the tour. But first, a little background. Art has always been important to Holland America, and traditionally the ships have always been filled with notable art. Today, the collection ranks among the largest at sea and is worth many millions of dollars. As you'll see as we take you on the tour, the art includes many museum-quality antiques, as well as some contemporary art by recognized artists and some newcomers. Stein Kruse, president and CEO of Holland America Line, explains how important the art is to the line's heritage.
When Holland America Line was founded in 1873, our company quickly became a leader in bringing new and modern innovations to cruising. And to this present day, we continue that proud tradition. As you follow along on this art tour, notice how our architect Frans Dingemans has created a unique environment for you to enjoy. And Frans has placed the art very carefully to create a comfortable setting where you can enjoy all the onboard experiences we have for you.
Architect Frans Dingemans of Utrecht in the Netherlands has designed the interiors of most of the Holland America Line ships. And everything, the colors, the fabrics, the furniture, even the ceilings and floors, are meant to be part of the whole look and feel of the ship.
Holland America Line always decorated their ships with contemporary art, modern art, and conventional art to bring together an art collection, total environment of the ship and the rooms you're sitting in. The way you do that is basically following your own heart.
Now, Dingemans incorporates certain themes into each ship. Here on the Volendam, one theme is flowers. Think of those famous Dutch tulips and all those paintings of flowers. Well, you'll see floral themes used in art objects all around the ship.
And another theme is Holland America Line's more than 130-year history. And beyond that, the line's Dutch maritime heritage. For the Dutch, seafaring has been a way of life, and the 17th century was the golden age of Dutch exploration.
Now on the ship, you'll see antiques and decorative works that reflect the kinds of things the Dutch sea captains might have brought home from their travels all over the world. And right here in the Explorations Café is a beautiful painting of a modern interpretation of Still Life with White Vase. It's an oil on panel by Frans Maunders of the Netherlands and was painted in 1999. Now, Maunders' paintings are impressionistic and, well, they're based on catching the ambience and the light, you know, rather than depicting his subjects faithfully in reality.
Now, for those of you who aren't clear on the whole impressionism thing, well, they're not usually visually reliable impressions, but abstract representations in color, form, and light. The colors contrast with a fanciful play of lines. Sometimes the subject matter is only vaguely recognizable.
You might say it's like a mosaic of color.
Precisely.
And these paintings also carry forth the floral theme on the Volendam. You know, it really is a celebration of one of Holland's natural resources, this amazing array of flowers.
There's another Maunders painting here in the Explorations Café, this one of a landscape done in 1999.
Looks like fall in that one. Very bold, kind of harvest colors.
And speaking of bold, have a look at the inlaid marble table which dominates the Explorations Café.
It's inlaid marble that carries the flower theme with roses and tulips. We visited the workshop in Pietrasanta, Italy, where these tables are made. Craftsmen have hundreds of natural marble colors to choose from, and they're all in these little bins, in tiny pieces in all these bins, and the workers seem to be able to go to just the right bin to find the perfect piece, the perfect color to fit. Well, then they cut the piece, they cut it to fit with dental drills, and they carefully inlay it in the rest of the marble to create the design.
This table, and in fact a great deal of the art and decor on board, is created by the husband and wife team of Gilbert Le Bigre and Corinne Roger. Almost every Holland America ship has examples of their art on board. They live and work in Tuscany in Italy, and their days are filled with art, not only in their work, but in their lives. Gilbert shares his thoughts about the art collection on board Holland America.
I think the presence of art in the Holland American ship is absolutely unique for what I know on the cruise ship. First of all, I have been always surprised by the quality, the originality of the pieces that are present on the ship. You get some real collections element, and you can just do a tour just like on a museum.
And finally, just before leaving the cafe, look at two more paintings. Both are of people in the Dutch town of Volendam, for which this ship is named. One is a painting of a Volendam couple by Paul Rink. It was painted in the Netherlands in the late 19th century. And before you leave the cafe, look at the other one. It's of a fisherman with wooden shoes done by Willem Vandenberg of the Netherlands in the early 20th century.
Look at the lines on his face. And if you look carefully, you'll see how the artist created that effect. With paint that is layered in a very fine technique. Vandenberg's palette is usually of red-brown and blue-green colors, and the work always focused on the central figure.
Now before we begin, just a word about your iPod. You'll find helpful directions on the back, and also feel free to pause your iPod at the end of some of the chapters and at any time during the tour to give yourself time to get to the location of the next artwork, or if you'd like more time to admire something. Coming up, you'll be on Chapter 2.
Leaving the Explorations Cafe, turn right and go to the aft elevator lobby, right here on Deck 5, the upper promenade deck. Cross over to the starboard side, make a right turn, and you'll be opposite the King's Room. That's where our next chapter begins. Chapter 2, Deck 5, upper promenade deck, midships. Well, here you'll see this fanciful oil painting of a peaceful jungle. Is that an oxymoron? Can jungles ever be peaceful?
Only in paintings.
I guess. Well, this painting is entitled Jungle Triptych, and it's by British artist Penelope Fulljames. She painted it in 1996. It's oil on canvas of three separate views, but in one painting. Now, not everything is in perspective. The idea is to convey the, well, I guess the intellectual idea of jungle. But stylistically, the triptych belongs to the tradition of figurative painting, with the dimensions of all three paintings almost square, but giving an almost panoramic effect. The artist has depicted images of the jungle occupied by various animals and with this mountainous landscape in the background.
Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
Uh-huh.
Now, from the aft elevator lobby here on Deck 5, the upper promenade deck, take the elevators or the staircase down to Deck 4, the promenade deck, for the next chapter. We're just outside the entrance to the Rotterdam dining room.
If you take the staircase, you'll see some wonderful still life paintings from France from the 18th century. And of course, the theme of flowers continues with these oils on canvas. Chapter 3, Deck 4, Promenade Deck, Aft.
Now we're down on Deck 4 in the aft stairway on the starboard side, and you'll see here another still life with flowers. In fact, the aft stairway is devoted to flowered still lifes, so if you want to see a variety of styles, well, this is the place to do it. As you face the Rotterdam dining room on Deck 4, the promenade deck, you'll see two busts done in the neo-Gothic style. They're heads of the king and queen, which bookend the lower Rotterdam dining room entrance. They're from Great Britain.
You know, stone has long been used for sculptures and decorations like this, and they ornamented English landscape gardens. They were carefully planned to look unplanned and, well, sort of picturesque. And, you know, gardens, well, they would contain little temples, artificial ruins. Sometimes they called them follies. And often they had stone ornaments like this, like the sandstone heads of a medieval king and queen.
Now, as you go further into the lower entrance and the Rotterdam dining room on Deck 4, you'll see a set of paintings from Nico Heligers of the Netherlands.
Now, Heligers is known to have said, I painted by heart. I never painted from reality. But then later in his career, he became of the mind that, well, he was more of a craftsman. And as such, he came to prefer the Impressionists because they captured the light and the color.
Well, it makes me hungry just looking at it. And speaking of that, well, we are at the Rotterdam dining room.
Just about.
But first, we must point out this inlaid marble table with a giant sunflower in the middle. Again, carrying a flower theme and reflected by the mirrored ceiling. Now, it's probably best to look at the art in the dining room either before or after a meal. Don't miss the other set of paintings called Still Life with Food by Nico Hellegers. You can not only enjoy Nico's mouth-watering effects in the paintings, but also look up at the ceiling, which is dotted with thousands of lights, which twinkle like stars.
From the aft elevator, take the elevator up to Lido Deck, Deck 8, or if you feel athletic, take the stairs. Our next chapter will begin on the Lido Deck. Chapter 4, Deck 8, Lido Deck, Aft. Now, coming out of the elevators, head to the back of the elevator lobby. Here's another still life painting to see. It is also of flowers, and it's by French artist C.A. Mirror.
Did you know that floral still lifes evolved from religious paintings?
Actually, no, I didn't know that, but I get the feeling you're going to tell me.
Well, yes. Now, think of this as just a brief historical interlude. You see, in the illuminated manuscripts and drawings of the early 14th century, well, plants and flowers were used as models for the painters and placed in between the religious objects. And as with art at this period, well, the flowers served to decorate these scenes, but they often contained a hidden symbolic meaning. It was not until the 15th century that the flower became the main subject of a work of art. And Flemish and Dutch painters, well, they became masters of the still life.
Well, and here, if you look up, you see that there are even flowers painted in the ceiling.
And you'll also see this theme in the stairwells. Well, it's in a woven tapestry in the aft staircase. And it's why we say that there is art almost everywhere you look on the Volendam.
Oh, and we have a couple of real surprises for you now. First, look up in the stairway that leads up to Club Hal. Here's a tapestry that was made by Dutch artist Gerhard Te Hart. He uses richly textured materials with bold colors, and the original designs came from pieces of torn paper that Te Hart uses to create the splashes of color. It's a nice example of a modern tapestry.
And before you leave, well, there is a remarkable experience we want to share with you. It's sort of like a secret of the art on the Volendam. Climb just halfway up the stairs and turn around, be careful now, and look up. Hold on and watch your step and see the little girl sitting in her own alcove high above you. She's balancing a teacup on her head. She's made of papier-mâché, wood, and plaster, and she's from the English School of Great Britain. This work is called, appropriately enough, Balancing Act.
Don't you just love her? And I just love the fact that she's kind of hidden away. You kind of have to discover her. Now, sometime during your cruise, you might take a moment to walk down the aft staircase a little and see some of the other interesting art here, including a fanciful painting, which has some remarkable themes. Now, when you see it, ask yourself, how many balloons does it take to make Pierrot and Harlequin fly?
And note the animals crossing the bridge. This painting is aptly called Fantasy for Children, and it's done by Piet Denhauer. In his paintings, Denhauer likes to refer to fairy tales and the figures of Commedia dell'arte, which often form, well, an interesting contrast with the natural or architectural surroundings.
For now, though, we'll explore the Lido Deck. Chapter 5, Deck 8, Lido Deck, Midships. Walk on the starboard side of the ship, forward, through the Lido restaurant and out towards the Lido pool. But just before you reach the doors, turn into the midships elevator lobby and look at the staircase between decks 8 and 7. You'll see a painting called Flowers by Tim McGuire on the wall of the staircase.
Now, McGuire's paintings have a luminous quality that seems to make the flower jump from the canvas. He achieves it by using many layers of translucent paint. And of course, since this is a ship, it's not on canvas, but on an aluminum panel. He told us that although he used the Dutch still lifes as inspiration, He paints in a much more expressive way. You can see why collectors are really eager to acquire his work.
Maguire's paintings are all over this area, and no matter which door you use to go out to the Lido Pool, you'll pass by a huge mural of flowers done by Maguire. So, walk through the glass doors on the starboard side, and we'll begin the next chapter out by the pool on the Lido deck. Chapter 6, Lido Pool.
British sculptor Susanna Holt has created pieces in bronze for each of the Holland America Line ships. Here, by the Lido Pool, you'll see another of her acclaimed works. This one features leaping dolphins.
Oh, and the question is, are there five dolphins here, or just one dolphin in motion? What do you think?
Well, I have mixed feelings about that, but actually I know the answer.
Well, Susanna Holt states that it's just one dolphin in continuous motion. And sculpting it in groups like this allows people to study how the dolphins move through the air and out of the water.
Which is really impressive considering this bronze work weighs, well over a ton. You know, a huge amount of work goes into one of these pieces, and we asked Susanna about the process.
First of all, I start with my imagination. I have to study the animal in the wild as much as it's possible to do. And then I produce drawings from those ideas, and then I develop a tiny model in wax on flexible wire support, and that I can manipulate easily, so I can get the flow and the movement of the animal at that stage, which is easy to pull around. When I have the movement and the flow I'm after, then I make a quarter life size, and every detail at that stage has to be perfect, because you don't change a whole lot from that stamp. We then make a rubber mold from this model, and then plaster castings from the mold. And then from these plaster castings, we do the enlargement to life size. Then we make more rubber molds of the life size sections. This takes a lot of time. The bronze can only be 3/8 of an inch thick, or the sculpture would distort and be too heavy. So we then chip away the ceramic shell and weld all the pieces together, heads, flukes, flippers, and so on.
You have many months of actual work involved in this, don't you?
Many months. And within the internal part of the dolphin, there is a very complex pattern of steel support that supports the extreme cantilever and the weight. So the enlargement of the molds themselves take approximately 5 months, and the casting is about the same. So it requires me to study the dolphin well in advance.
Now, continue heading forward and exit the Lido Pool area as if you're going to the greenhouse spa. This is where we'll begin our next chapter. Chapter 7, Deck 8, Lido Deck, Forward.
Before you go to the stairwell, enter the greenhouse spa and turn right. You'll see four beautiful panels on the wall of Japanese female figures. They're by Willem von Schendel. We visited von Schendel in his studio, and he was using tiny, extremely fine brushes to get unbelievable detail and color in the various layers of paint. As he told us, it's the only way to get a vibrant depth and intensity that makes them leap off the panel. While at first glance they appear abstract, the closer you look, the finer the detail.
In fact, he uses special magnifying glasses at many points in his work. He's really an interesting artist and quite famous. He lives in a 350-year-old house overlooking a canal in Holland. In one of the rooms, he showed us a mirror that is original to the house. Imagine what's been reflected in that mirror through the centuries, he told us.
We'll have more to show you in the forward staircase, but for now, pause your iPod and take the elevator or stairs up one level to Deck 9.
Chapter 8, Deck 9, Sports Deck, Forward.
From the elevator lobby or staircase, enter the starboard side of the Crow's Nest. And when you do, look to your right. Here's a vibrant painting called Flowers in a Field by Meyer Wildervoor. Well, she's from the Netherlands, and it really shows that Dutch heritage of floral painting.
Then to the right of that is an earthenware teapot by Katarina Konder of Finland.
and notice that the ceiling is all done with a floral motif. It's part of the overall effect that Dingemans achieves by designing the room and the art as one entity. And also on the starboard side of the crow's nest is an exquisite painting. It's a watercolor on paper by Albert Herber. He's a British painter, but he painted Dutch fishing boats. Now you'll probably want to pause your iPod, and we'll begin again on the other side, the port side of the crow's nest, right here on Deck 9.
Chapter 9, Deck 9, Sports Deck, Forward. Now here on the port side, you'll see a remarkable ship model by Joop Clobus. Clobus does some of the best ship models on Earth. They're made from blueprints, and they're so accurate that even the tiny barrels on the deck are made as the barrel would be made, full size, only these are made to scale. The blocks work, you can actually raise and lower the sails. Joop has captured the zen of a working ship. The sails are even woven to scale. It's incredible. He has a cat named Boris, whom we met when we visited him.
Well, yes, and he kept track of the mice that Boris brought him.
This is a man who pays real attention to detail.
This model is of the Benjamin W. Latham. It's a Grand Bank schooner.
Okay, now, Paul, is there really wine in the barrels, though?
Oh, I don't know that. But before you leave this side of the crow's nest, there are two really remarkable paintings. Well, they're actually paintings in wood. This is called marquetry. It's created from different types of wood, bird's eye maple, walnut, and rosewood. This type of art was very popular in England in the late 19th century. Imagine very small pieces of wood inlaid to make it look like a painting. Very interesting technique. Now continue to the forward staircase, and we'll tell you about some very interesting art in a very interesting place.
Chapter 10, Deck 9, Sports Deck, Forward. Remember how we told you that the ship interior is almost a work of art in itself, and that you'll see some art in some surprising places? Well, now you're at the top of a vertical art gallery here in the forward staircase, and you have some options. You can pause your iPod and begin again at the forward staircase on the promenade deck, Deck 4, or you can walk down these stairs, and we'll tell you about some remarkable paintings.
The first one you'll come to here between Deck 9 and 8 is this very complex painting entitled Old Woman's Mill. It may look old, but it's actually a contemporary work by Ansing, a Dutch artist. And as you can see, it's a very dark painting. The more you look at it, the more women you will see, including on a viewing platform on the mill.
Ah, but here's the question. Are they climbing up or climbing down?
Well, it sort of looks like a wedding party to me, but only the artist knows for sure.
Now, if you've joined us for this art tour of the forward staircase, walking down, well, continue down, and you'll see the first of the paintings that Captain Stephen J. Card has done for the Volendam. These show the Volendam over the years in historical settings. Not only are they an historical record, but they show some remarkable views of maritime shipping over the decades, because he shows the different ships that were named Volendam over the years. Card is widely regarded as one of the world's ranking marine painters.
We talked with him in Bermuda, where he told us about his love of the sea.
Well, I've always painted. As a young boy, I painted various pictures. But when I was 17, I went away to sea, and I worked at sea for 13 years, rising through the ranks, and eventually became captain on cargo ships. And I came back to Bermuda in 1984, and I worked for a couple of years as harbor master. And then after that, I was not a very good civil servant, shall we say, and I decided to go back to sea, and while waiting for a job, I took up painting again. And then I sold a couple of paintings and decided to take up a full-time career as an artist.
One day he was asked to paint portraits of some of the Holland America fleet, and ever since he has chronicled the history of each ship with a series of paintings.
As you go down these stairs, well, you'll see paintings that show the three Volendams in various settings. I especially like the one of the Volendam 1 passing the New Amsterdam in the Atlantic in 1938. And notice the serenity that Card has created in his painting of the Volendam 2 en route from Bermuda to New York. That's what I call cruising.
And we always say that Captain Card emphasizes history in his paintings. So pay special attention to his painting of the Stottendam 3. The historical accuracy here is amazing. It shows the Stottendam inbound for Southampton after an Atlantic crossing. The building in the foreground is the Royal Yacht Squadron Clubhouse at Cowes. The original building was put up by Henry VIII.
And I like the sense of the sea that he captures in his portrait of the Noordam II as it crosses the Atlantic in 1938. It was just a few years before she was put into troop transport duty for World War II. In fact, many Holland-America ships and crews served heroically in the war effort.
Now let's stay in the forward staircase and go all the way down to the promenade deck, Deck 4. The next chapter begins there. Chapter 11, Deck 4, Promenade Deck, Forward.
Head aft to the atrium. This is the deck where you'll find the front office and the shore excursion office.
And take a few minutes here to admire the glass sculpture by Luciano Vistosi.
Now, Vistosi lives in Venice and is known for making these monumental glass works. This piece for the Volendam is made of fused glass and reflects the light from the various colors he uses.
The glass is actually different colors, and it's lit from behind to achieve even more variation in color. It's a remarkable work. You know, Vistosi told us when we visited him in his studio in Murano that he has created some 2,000 different colors in glass. He studied chemistry in college just so he could make his own formulas for the glass. Notice the subtle colors in the glass and how they change slightly as you move around the piece. Next, we're going aft to the pinnacle grille. That's where the next chapter begins. Chapter 12, Deck 4, Promenade Deck, Midships.
Hopefully you should make it a must to dine in the Pinnacle Grill during your cruise, and when you do, take some time to admire the paintings. We traveled with Frans Dingemans to a small cafe in the Dutch town of Maastricht to see one of the places that was the inspiration for the art in the Pinnacle Grill.
The idea, you see, is to create an atmosphere of a restaurant where artists who couldn't afford their meal would do paintings to pay for it. Actually, that happened quite a lot in Europe, and some restaurants have some very remarkable paintings on their walls as a result.
Look at the ceilings, with heavily carved Eco Deco frames and colored glass chandeliers that help to create a wonderfully elegant dining experience.
On the walls are small sketches and working drawings by artists whose work appears on other Holland America ships. There are small works by Ian Kearney, who has done murals for the Explorer's Lounge on other ships. And you'll see the working sketches for Wout Muller's Starry Sky. That's on the Veendam. And hidden among the drawings are two from Frans Dingemans' father. He was an accomplished artist in his own right in the Netherlands.
And just outside the Pinnacle Grill are some remarkable tulip vases. These were very popular in the 17th and 18th centuries, when tulip bulbs were very expensive. Look at the individual pods. Each support a tulip to be displayed individually. These are modern Delft porcelain and recreate the feeling of antiques. They're displayed on a beautiful black marble table with fossil shells embedded in the marble.
That is so cool. Even the background is that beautiful green marble. Now we're going to continue aft. The Pinnacle Grill will be on your right, and we'll catch up with you in the midships stairwell. Chapter 13, Deck 4, Promenade Deck, Midships.
Now in the midship stairway on Deck 4, you'll see a stylized head. It and others like it on the ship are reproductions of Florentine fountains. And the interesting thing is that they are not stone, but rather Eco Deco. Gilbert Le Bigre and Corinne Roger created Eco Deco, which it turns out is the perfect material for doing works like this on a ship. We asked him how they came to make it.
Eco Deco is a material we created with Corinne when in our youngest time, we're still young, come on, in our youngest time we have been studying the techniques that the people used to do the Universal Exhibition of Paris in the 1870s and 1900, and they used some materials that were absolutely revolutionary at that time. We have been working on some kind of chemistry, alchemistry, kitchen, to find the way to make an alternative to the plastic and to have something which is ecologic, non-toxic, and in the same time that can fit for a shipbuilding, which means elasticity, which means quality for painting, for decorating. And that's how we came up with the Eco Deco.
Since Gilbert and Corinne have done so much art on Holland America ships, we asked them what art means in their lives.
We have chosen to live in art like an adventure. We are trying to stay out of the circuit of the traditional museums or things like this. We love to enter in adventure. Like, first of all, we have passion for the ship, like we have passion for carnival, or like we have passion for opera. These are our three main passions. So working for a ship is just something unbelievable for what you're doing, but also for what happens around you. You can't imagine a ship when it's built and it's raw iron, and you see all these guys wearing working suits and things, and it's, and you have pipes and flash of welding machines and all these things, and you enter in that world, and suddenly it gets constructed and built and decorated, and it becomes a dreaming machine that's going to cross the sea, and to be part of that, you know, and build something like an extremely oniric thing, like a clock, or like a, it's just something that any artist would ever dream to do. Yeah.
Now we're going up one level to the upper promenade deck, deck 5, in the midship stairway. We'll begin our next chapter there. Chapter 14, deck 5, upper promenade deck, midships.
Now remember, we told you that throughout the ship are small surprises? Well, this is one of them. Near the elevators of the midship stairwell are these Turkish door furniture mounts. They're wrought iron, handmade, and show beautiful workmanship.
Now as you go to the starboard side of the ship, on deck 5, upper promenade deck, you'll pass a pair of Turkish procession standards. It's interesting because the Turks loved military marching bands and processions. These standards are extremely elaborate. They really give you a sense of that.
Now come out from the midship stairwell and head forward on the starboard side of the ship. It's just a short walk to the ocean bar in the atrium. We'll begin the next chapter there.
Chapter 15, Deck 5, Upper Promenade Deck, Forward. Take another look at the Vistosi centerpiece as you head to your right, that's starboard, and into the ocean bar. The ocean bar is a very interesting chapter in your tour. The theme here may be seafaring. Well, workboats, actually. You'll notice these beautifully lit globes are in the center of the cocktail tables also. They look like elaborate paperweights, but they have marvelous floral patterns.
Over to the right, you'll see a painting entitled Flat-Bottom Sailing Vessels in a Harbor. It's by Cornelis del Waal from the Netherlands. It's a contemporary painting, but has a great texture and feel like some of the old masters. And the more you look at it, the more you realize it isn't that dark, and it has more detail than you realize at first glance. And nearby is this flat-bottom fishing boat model. Looks like the fishermen left for lunch and will go out again after they return. There's another model of a workboat over there. It's a model of a Dutch fishing boat from the late 19th century, and it carries the working boat theme through. There's a timeless attraction about the romance of the sea and for people working with the sea. Now, let's retrace our steps back to the casino bar for the next chapter.
Chapter 16, Deck 5, Upper Promenade Deck, Midships. Heading aft, on the left, let's go into the casino bar. Here, you see two ship models bookending a TV screen. These are, again, working ships. Remember that theme in the ocean bar?
The left one, made by Hank Boutenhouse, is called Vlissingen No. 8, a ship model of a schooner. It's from the late 20th century and is Dutch. On the right, as you face the TV screen, is La Carousse, a ship model with an intricately detailed dory made by Joop Clobus and Hank Boutenhouse. It was a collaboration. Just outside of the piano bar is a nice surprise you may want to see. Over in the display case is a wonderful little ship model made of silver. It was made in 1927 by Van Willemen. It's beautifully detailed.
In the piano bar, there are three remarkable paintings by noted Dutch painter Rob Hoedijk. They're impressionistic in feeling, and they bring a wonderful color to the room. And also, there's a bronze brass dance floor in the shape of a sunburst. Don't miss that. Chapter 17, Deck 5, Upper Promenade Deck, Aft.
Continue aft along the starboard side of the ship and you'll come to some display cases of pre-Columbian art. These objects are quite rare. They are mostly Mayan and date from, well, 550 to 950. Notice the female figure in earthenware? It was found near Jalisco and dates from about 100 BC. The Jaguar vessel is also exceptional. It was found in Central America around 1500 AD.
Look at the detail in these.
Continue aft on the starboard side of the upper promenade deck and you'll come to the Explorer's Lounge. On the right is a large painting, which is actually a replica of a classic Italian map from the Villa Caprarola, and it's by Klaus Postema of the Netherlands. Gilbert Labigre and Corinne Roger have set the painting in an ornate frame, much as the original might have been shown. Look at the detail in Labigre's frame. It's really an elaborate use of Ecco Deco.
It really is one of the prettiest I've seen. Now what is it, the four seasons, the four directions?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. That's what's fun about art. Figuring out what the artist means isn't always easy, but it's always interesting.
Always, because they won't always tell you. They kind of often leave you to guess.
Well, it's that time. Head back to the Explorations Cafe and return the tour if you borrowed one.
But your art experience with Holland America doesn't have to end here. You can download podcasts of art tours on other Holland America ships from the website at hollandamerica.com. And do continue your art experience aboard Volendam. You are sure to discover more art as you continue your cruise.
And have fun exploring. One piece you won't want to miss is a beautiful bronze tuna.
A bronze tuna?
Yeah, well, we're not going to tell you where it is, since that's half the fun of exploring the art collection here on the Volendam. You'll find it makes for an even more memorable cruise. I'm Paul Lassley.
And I'm Elizabeth Harriman. Have a wonderful cruise.